Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that love our work and love to share it with you. Every week we go over what's going on with the stars at this moment, and we take calls in. Questions will be announced. The phone number is on our website page, and we'll be announcing it later. First, let's introduce ourselves. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Seattle, Washington, where I just was at the Women of Wisdom Conference here. And I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Woltz in New York City, the island of Manhattan, over on the west side of Manhattan. And over on the east side is...
Ann Ortley at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side, looking at a lovely, kind of, sort of snowy night. We had a little bit of snow earlier today and a little bit more. It's gorgeous. Just the trees in Central Park were stunning because there's no wind, so they just are all beautiful. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I hear that back in the Twin Cities, they have 20 new inches of snow.
Wow.
So I'm kind of lucking out being here in Seattle, let alone it's absolutely gorgeous.
Left the husband home to shovel. It's good. Always a good thing. Yes.
Yeah, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. And I got to spend some time with two wonderful West Coast astrologers, Frederick Woodruff from astroinquiry.com and Gretchen Lawler, who also worked with on We Moon Calendars with me. And we've written articles together before and never spoken, so I was delightful to spend some time with them and hear their input.
Very cool.
But I was noticing this week we've got a fair amount of action happening now, beginning to quiet down a little bit after this. We have Mercury, Mars, and Neptune all conjunct at the moment. Yesterday it was in Aquarius. Today Mercury went into Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
But this combination of Mercury, communication and action, Mars can be anger, violence, intensity, focus, passion. Neptune, our vision, our spirit. And all together in the sign of Aquarius, group vision. And I'm seeing this as responsible for the, you know, rebellion in Wisconsin, the intense voice of defending Mars, defending their Aquarius, their union, and their group experience, and their identity with their group. But there's other ways of manifesting this. One that I'm a little worried about tonight with Mars, Neptune, and Mercury all conjunct in Aquarius as there was a bad earthquake in New Zealand in Christchurch tonight, 6.3, that looks pretty deadly. And so our prayers go out to the people in Christchurch, New Zealand tonight. But sometimes when you get these major lineups that cause a lot of movement in a short period of time, it's quite literal that the tectonic plates begin to shift and change.
Mm-hmm. Plus we had a bunch of solar flashes, solar fires last week, which always get everything all stirred up.
Gets everything stirred up.
Yeah.
Everything moving.
Everything going.
And around. You mentioned that you had another version of that Mars.
I did. I got a flaming email this morning from somebody mad.
Flaming Neptune.
Flaming, literally flaming on fire. Mad. And they're, accusing me of sending it out reply all, when in fact they had replied all or someone broke into their computer and sent it out. So I was kind of like, I didn't send his email. It's got your name on it. I didn't send it. You know, see your name there? You see their name there? And it was kind of like, it was this huge diatribe. And I was kind of like, I didn't send it. Go scroll down a little further. I didn't send it. You know, it was kind of like, it was just really, it was like one of those total, and I remember reading it and thinking, oh, please. But I didn't send it, you know, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But it is a time because Uranus is in the very, very last degrees of Pisces, mm-hmm. which is a highly unstable degree, section of the zodiac. People are going to be out of control. So in this case, this person brought up everything that we'd been ever had any argument about in our entire 14-year relationship. So it was kind of like, yeah, and then you did this. And I'm kind of like, okay, whatever. You know, what am I going to – I'm just going to be quiet and listen and wait for it to calm down a little. Yeah. So anyway, that was my exciting, my exciting Mercury Mars. And I do have, it is in my first house, so it literally came at me in the form of kind of flying words. And I mean, you know, also got some stuff, you know, some stuff was said that I'm like, really, that went on? I didn't know about that. So whatever. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But it is a time when people are highly unstable. They're going to rant and rave about stuff. And you want to quietly, to the extent of your ability, in this case I tried, we'll see if it worked, point out to them that maybe they're wrong, and or maybe they're the ones that sent it. And understand that if people have an agenda, or they want to leave, or they want to break up a relationship with you, or they want to be done with you, this is when they're going to find an excuse or a time to do it, whether in fact you actually did anything or not. So that's the other part of it. Don't take it personally. If stuff blows up, it was supposed to. And your job is to kind of say, okay, that blew up. Well, am I supposed to stay in relationship with this person or not? And if not, then, you know, maybe it's time to move on. So, but anyway, it's hard. It's a hard time. It's a very unstable degree. People are going to be absolutely nutty between now and the 11th of March, 18 days from now. 100 days of over the top passion this fall, and now we have the wrap up.
And Jupiter has moved into an exact square with Pluto.
Yes, yes. So people
and
are
Pluto
just
in
crazy.
Capricorn. One of the things we thought about when Pluto went into an Earth sign was that we may see some major tectonic plate movement.
Right.
And as well as rebuilding of the banks and rebuilding of structures and political systems, which is indeed going on right now. But that's going to last for a nice long time.
Yeah.
Venus in Capricorn is moving away from its square to Saturn, giving us a little bit more room on relationships. Last week, relationships just took a lot of work. It took paying close attention to good relationship skills, even when we didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mars is in the last degree of Aquarius, and we're moving into Pisces soon, which may both soften our temper, but may bring up more the archetype of the martyr. And that worries me a little bit in the Mideast, and I wonder how that's going to be taken into the political arena here in America. But we see that Mercury-Neptune-Mars conjunction, it's both the argument when we see the Senate and the House taking a belligerent stance, ideological stance on the budget, and appearing to stalemate and argue and threaten to stop the government for a period of time. But also this weekend I saw the Mercury Mars Neptune. It was a lightning, it was as if it was pollinating the subconscious and the dream world for many people. It was taking action, you know, and a more positive view of it was taking action, communication of new ideas, and bringing that activity and those fresh ideas down into the dream world, into Neptune. So it was interesting collaboration around collective issues around working together, around using intuition, which I thought was a good example of it. Mark, how have you seen the aspects of this week?
Well, pretty much the Mercury-Mars-Neptune thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen that more as kind of inspired things going on. Just people tuning into more the spiritual side of Neptune and finding ways that they can not only communicate what's going on, but move it into action. So, and ideals, it's sort of spiritual and also ideals. And I think there's a lot of talk around ideals and putting ideals into action. And the only thing we want to act on is ideal. That's what seems to be. Even you mentioned the sort of standoff between Republicans and Democrats over the budget, right? They both sides claim to be coming from ideals.
Right.
I'm not sure how true that is on either side, but that's what they're claiming.
That's what they're claiming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the posture, beginning posture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is really one of the ways to use Mercury, Mars, and Neptune, is to look to ideal and insist on putting them into action.
Right.
That's the Mars part.
Mm-hmm. And letting people really, stand in it, and say, that was my ideal. How have you seen this people being more spiritual, just through the yoga stuff or in travels with clients? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, again, the emphasis there is on putting the whatever spiritual lessons or commitments there are, putting them into action.
Mm-hmm.
So not just thinking about it, but bringing it to mind and then bringing the mind into action.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So then I like that, the two minds, because of the split in the Aquarius energy.
Yeah.
Because that's really, I've found that a little unnerving, frankly, but I have a lot of Aquarius on my chart, so I think when it's that much stuff flying around in it, it's all my first house. So I was hopping around this weekend like a little bunny, feeling like, I got so much energy flying through me. I wasn't feeling very spiritual. I was feeling like I wanted a cocktail. And I was kind of like, you don't drink it. I'm like, I know, but I should today. I should have a cocktail today. And it was
Neptune.
It was Neptune. It was like, that'll calm me down.
Neptune.
And someone actually said to me, would you like one of my drugs? I have drugs for, and I'm like, no, thank you very much. I'll just
Neptune
live with the anxiety. But I actually said to someone, I wasn't this nervous. The last time I was this nervous was when my sister was getting married. And I was in the wedding and had to, do
really
stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is that it was very nervy energy, that Mercury-Mars conjunction in Neptune, bringing up more anxiety.
Yep.
A funny sentence structure. I watched a family this weekend get into a huge argument with each other, totally impatient because they were anxious that they were late for church.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a Mercury-Mars and Neptune conjunction?
We're going to be late. You got to hurry up. Da-da-da-da. Yeah.
And today the moon is in Libra, even though Mercury's gone into Pisces. But the moon has made a series of fairly difficult aspects, including in conjunction to Saturn.
Yes.
And so even though it's in fairly restful, it may feel like it's been productive if we've been endured.
Mm-hmm.
But people may have been feeling a little friendlier today. But it's been one difficulty after the other, small difficulty or bigger difficulty after the other.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, the moon heads into Scorpio, and we'll be in and Mars heads into Pisces. So Mercury heading into Pisces today, Mars heads into Pisces tomorrow, and the moon goes into Scorpio. We're going from a very airy time to a very watery time, dropping deep into our feelings, our sensitivities, our emotions, and need to give ourselves a lot of emotional leeway for the next few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody's
next weeks, but particularly
in the next few days. Yeah, I think we don't realize, in this much, it's going to be a lot of water, and it's all in. Mars goes in there too. Two people go into Pisces this week. Who is? Mercury does,
Mercury
and then Mars does,
Mercury
right?
Mercury went today, and Mars tomorrow.
Mars tomorrow, so it's water, water, water everywhere, And people get very swampy feeling when there's this much water around. Because we don't really know quite how to handle it. It's just not always fun when there's this much water flying in the heavens, and we're like, okay, I'm supposed to be grounded and normal and whatever, and people are going to be a little bouncy out of their skin. And that's okay. As long as you know that's what's going on, you just kind of have to go, okay, I'm overly sensitive right now, and I get it. That's kind of what the energy's about. Nothing I can do about it except say I'm overly sensitive and then, next kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good for doing dance, flow, creative work, because Pisces is all about creativity. Not good for being clear. I had a couple people talk to me about surgery dates, and I was like, nope, not doing it when Mars is in Pisces. Because it's, it's cutting underwater. It's working in the Martian principles in the fluid of the energy fluid. So it's kind of like it is what it is. So
Yeah, I took advantage of the underwater theme.
Did you?
Yesterday, yeah, yesterday I set a record. I did 2 laps underwater.
Wow.
Really?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Cool. Yeah, I've been doing
now
that.
Now, that's a wonderful example of Mercury Mars. You are moving quickly, athletically, underwater. That's a beautiful
right.
way. See how many different ways we can work with the symbols of these planets.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Wow, I'm impressed.
And my feeling is that if we can find a positive use of them, we don't get caught by the negative use of them.
Right, right. It just kind
yeah.
of swirls right. around us, and we go, okay, mm-hmm. you know.
Always a good idea.
Yeah, always a good idea to avoid the negative versions of it.
Yeah. We've said, but we can't completely control it. You know, we do sometimes just have to go through it and live the karma. But if we can ameliorate it or propitiate it or work with it, dance with it, why not?
Yeah. And so, Mars in Pisces is dance, so this is a very lovely
yeah.
time to do dancing,
yeah.
singing, dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have this week with the energy of the Jupiter square Pluto coming on the 25th, on Friday the 25th. And that's a continuation of the story from last summer. So the energy from last summer will be back up and dancing around from the cardinal T-square and asking us to say, okay, we're ready to go forward now because we finished the last of our squares. What do you guys want to do? And, you know, the dream, I've had a lot of people this week that have had a dream that started then that fell apart, you know, in the last week or two. Like one person bailed, this one didn't want to do it, whatever. The dream is still good. But you might not be doing it with the person you thought you were doing it with. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like that person may fall out or step off or say, you know, I can't go the journey with you, but I got you this far. And if that happens, don't give up the dream. Say that person's
mm-hmm.
job, because they may have to spin out. We got this next 18 days where a lot of relationships are going to be ending or changing or shifting forms and ending in once in every 84-year manners, not like just a little way, but a big way, right? So we want to kind of say, okay, once every 84 years, this transition happens. So this is once in your lifetime, not once in a month, once in a lifetime. At the same time, it is a new beginning because Uranus going into a fire sign, going into the very beginning of stuff, starts a whole new journey. Excuse my sneezing. And we then, I guess it must be true, start this new vision. So you might lose the person you've been walking with this week. They may say to you, you know, I can't go on the journey with you anymore. I'm tired. I need to sit down.
And what's this from?
From Uranus at the last degree of Pisces.
Yeah.
They may
yeah.
spin out. And the Jupiter-Saturn square saying Jupiter and Aries square Saturn and Pluto, I have to stay and fix this other thing. Go ahead without me. I'll catch up to you later. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they will. Maybe they won't. But your job is to keep moving. And unless you're one of the people that has to spin out and take care of something. But it's understanding that people may leave your side that they, you know, who have been walking with you for a while and say, you know, I really need to change this up now. And my job is to kind of go and do that. And I can't go further with you on this thing. And you just say, well, thanks. You know, it was fun to travel with you. Don't give up your dream if someone who you thought was going to accompany you on the path has to leave or pulls out. It's still a good dream. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And their job was to get you this far, but they can't go to the finish line with you. Think of them as passing you the baton and you continue on. And I think if you find that happens in your life, I mean, I've had it with a few people, you know, calling upset. It's like, no, your dream is still intact. It's just not with this person. Keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard, but it's good to know. And when you see it in the world around you, say that to the person who's losing the person that they thought was going to go on the dream with them. Say, no, you're going to continue without them, but you'll be okay. So. It's good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that we may definitely notice that on Friday as the Sun and Mercury conjunct in both sextile Pluto.
Right.
That we will have some very thoughtful news, a very intense or thoughtful turning point. It's a sextile, which is a supportive aspect, but it can be important focused news that changes the direction that we're moving, or important focused decisions. It could be news, information we already know.
Right, that we're in.
But we should probably get to our callers because we've only got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, okay.
Could you give out the phone number again?
We actually have five people with their hands up, so I don't think we'll get to them.
Okay, never mind
all.
I know we've had a couple of write-ins.
Oh, have we? Okay, so let's do a phone and a write-in.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And go ahead with the phone.
My phone. Oh, the person just disappeared. I lost them. Oh, well.
Whoops.
Hello, 212. How are you?
Is that
Can
me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, hi.
Hi,
yeah.
How are you? I actually spoke to you guys a couple of months ago, and, you know, I was just checking in and saying that there has been a lot of changes, and I was just wondering if you could shed any more light on what might be ahead in terms of...
Okay, birth information?
92557 in Miami Beach, Florida, at 6:37.
At what time?
6:37 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of career and... maybe some love, romance, either.
And what was the question? We're going to keep it fairly focused because we are low
in terms of a future financial and career situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said there's been a lot of change.
Yeah, a lot of changes that are about to happen. Just wanted to know, like, whether I should, you know, sort of stick with some healing energy work that I'm doing or go into just, you know, some artistic and more creative work.
And why do you feel you have to choose between the two of them?
Maybe that's where I'm at with that. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I'm giving up one career and I'm trying to sort of start another, but I'm having a hard time leaving it, and I'm realizing I can maybe change what I used to do. And
you're leaving...
I'm a chiropractor, and I hurt my hand, so now I'm trying to get into more energy healing, and I'm wondering if that's something that would be good for me.
Yes. What it looks like to me, you have Saturn on the cusp of your third house, so the work around your hands and through your hands is very important. Now you're asking to back off because of the pain to the bone.
Right.
In your hands, Saturn is in your first house and coming across your first house. You really had to rest most of the last 2.5 years. You were just had sort of at the end of your an emotional cycle and were ready to let go of what you had been doing.
Right.
Pluto is just finished squaring your Mars and Sun. You've really kind of rotor-rooted your whole self over the last few years.
Right.
You're beginning to build a new life.
Is it going to get better?
Yeah, it will get better. You're beginning to build a new life. You'll feel it even more in 6 months when your progressed moon kicks over in the first house, I think.
Yep.
And you're going to be, Tim, I don't see the need for you to choose one or the other. I think that you're a natural healer and need to stay in a healing field, but the art is healing to you.
Mm-hmm.
And taking a more holistic approach to your own healing, more mind, body, spirit, all working together, allows you to be more of a mind, body, spirit healer to others rather than just focus on the chiropractic and what it caused you,
but
not giving up your career, changing it.
So like in 6 months, things should settle down? With the change.
Yeah, it might be a little more. Yeah, 6 months might be a little longer than that. Because Uranus opposite your Sun really finishes next January. But the money should be better by June.
Yeah. You're experimenting with
yourself.
Right, you're
experimenting how to do it.
You're experimenting with your new ways of being, and keep it experimental and creative now through when she said next January when Uranus gets off your Sun.
Yeah, because that's when the changes are really finished in terms of how you define who you are, but you're able to go back out into the world now. And once Jupiter hits your second house, which is June, the financial piece really clears up a lot.
Okay.
So that piece gets much nicer and much cleaner.
And maybe some love is in the air at that point, I hope.
Well, you've got, you know, Saturn's in your seventh house, so that's a very strong... time for relationships back to 81 and 80, 81, 82, but there would have been a significant one then. And, you know, he's rolling through that house again because he's saying, I'm taking seriously my commitments to others and to relationship and what relationship looks like. So, yeah, you got, you know, they're decent relationship aspects. You know, you do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 planets in the relationship house opposite Saturn in the first, so you do have a little bit of a tendency to want to kind of be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that you want to kind of define perhaps what your definition of relationship looks like. And with all those planets Western, sometimes other people define for you the way it should be. So focusing it more on what you're looking for might be a good way to proceed. So, Mark, you hear anything? Mark?
Thank you so much.
No, nothing to add on that. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye. And the next call?
And the next call. Let's pull up the switchboard. Okay. Hi, 813. How are you?
Hi. How are you guys doing? I just want to say I love your show.
Oh, great.
You guys are really, 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 really helpful. I'm planning a new move to Washington State and a new relationship.
Okay.
321-74. 12:32 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Place?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. Pardon? No, I think he's saying something. Okay. All right. So you're planning on moving?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yep, house says, you know, Saturn's on your Vesta now in the next couple of months, and then again in August. So you definitely have move. You definitely have move planets in place, ready to roll. So that would make sense. And you're also with Uranus coming to your sun, you know, on March 11th is definitely a move too. You know, change of location, change of where you're headed, and it's down there in the fourth house. So you are really ready for the move. That's the, you know, you've definitely got it showing in the chart. Did you have a specific question about it?
Well, like I said, it's moving to the West Coast, Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, a new relationship just came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere, right. And you're moving to your Venus line. Yeah.
Is that why you're moving to Washington State?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It feels like it's a very important relationship that will take you for a while. You won't be able to see where it's going, but just need to really enjoy each other and work on being fair to each other, to really see who the other person is, and let it be a steep learning curve about learning how to be in a different kind of relationship than you've been in the past. You know, not approach it with any preconceptions, but really be present for one another. I think that this relationship is supposed to get you moved, and then you're going to reassess whether or not you want to be together. You probably do, but I think it's almost more important that you move than you be in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
I'm going
to... Yeah, it's really a whole new life direction for you with Uranus to the sun. So it's once every 84 years, and it's kind of like, go for it. You know, give yourself permission to make the change.
Right.
We like.
Okay,
I like Washington
here
for your chart.
We have to come back. We only have 60 seconds left. We had a write-in from Sue in Spain, but we don't have time for that today, but we can make that the first person.
We'll make that the first
next week
for
week.
Sue.
Okay,
that sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
And on this week, be kind to your heart and your feelings as you dive. All these planets go into water signs in the beginning of next, starting tomorrow and tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself be kind and tender with one another, and bring it to your personal issues. Call any of us if you'd like a personal reading. This is Heather signing off from Seattle, Washington.
And Anne from New York City at my bright red desk.
And Mark from New York City.
Mm-hmm. And you can reach us through our individual websites, which are on there on astronyc.com.
Right. And feel free to take care. Bye.
Take care.
Bye now.